An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC News this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Two major items today. The PG&E power shut off last week. And what new laws did Governor Gavin Newsom sign into as well as veto? Governor raised the age that victims of sexual abuse when people were little kids, they can file lawsuits, raised from age 26 to age 40. Also, people outside the statute of limitations now have a 3-year window in which they can still file lawsuits. Now, what did he veto? Something proposed, but the governor would not sign on, include making kindergarten all day, middle school start before 8 a.m., and high school start before 8:30. Reporters for Associated Press have made a couple of observations about the PG&E power shutoff from last week and partially this week, too, depending on where you are. One is the disparity between the rich and poor in California. The other is, was it even worth it? People in California with great assets could get through a power shutdown by buying generators or even relying on electrovoltaic cells and, of course, batteries to create electricity. However, people of limited resources couldn't be so lucky. Also, did the power shutoffs even work? Experts still out on that. This was the fifth time and the largest planned power cut in the state's history. PG&E reports 23 spots where strong winds knocked down power lines, but officials have declined to provide greater detail. More news on the Cross Currents Morning Report coming your way later this hour during Morning Edition. Today is Monday, the 14th of October, 2019. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. It is a holiday for many. Most government offices are closed today, maybe some businesses. Parking meters, however, in the city and county of San Francisco are working. You do have to feed the city today. It is the 287th day of the year, 78 days remaining until the end of the year, 22 days until San Francisco city elections, 141 days until primaries, and 386 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:18. The sunset will be at 6:32 tonight. We have 11 hours and 14 minutes of daylight to plan. The solar transit will be at 12:55, the next high tide at 12:26 this afternoon, and the final low tide of the Golden Gate arrives at 6:35 this evening. The moon is currently 99.3% visible. It's still a proper full moon. October's moon is called the full hunter's moon, also the travel moon and the dying moon. Today is Be Bald and Be Free Day, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Native American Day, National Chocolate-Covered Insect Day, National Dessert Day, National Frump Day, National Kickback Day, National Lowercase Day, National Online Banking Day, and the start of Sukkot, as well as World Standards Day. It's also the day of the Cathedral of the Living Pillar in Georgian Orthodox Church, Mother's Day in Belarus, National Education Day in Poland, Nyeri Day in Tanzania, Second Revolution Day in Yemen, and Defender of Ukraine Day. It's also the birthday. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with William Penn, Amon de Valera, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lillian Gish, E.E. Cummings, Hannah Arendt, C. Everett Koop, John Dean, Thomas Dolby, and Chris Thomas King. On this day in history, in 1977, Anita Bryant gets a pie thrown in her face at a news conference in Des Moines, Iowa, by gay rights activist Tom Higgins for her anti-LGBT commentary. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org.